Imagine driving down a forgotten back road, lost and running on empty, both your gas tank and your spirit. Just as desperation sets in, a small diner appears with a peculiar name, the Y Cafe. This simple setup becomes the backdrop for a life-altering encounter in John Strzelecki's beloved philosophical novella. The cafe isn't just a place to eat, it's where three questions on a menu can transform your entire existence. What makes this story resonate with millions across 30-plus languages isn't complex philosophy or sophisticated psychology, it's the universal human search for meaning. The protagonist enters expecting just a meal, but discovers a menu with three unusual questions printed on the back. Why are you here? Do you fear death? Are you fulfilled? These aren't casual conversation starters, but gateways to profound self-discovery. Casey, the waitress, explains how changing just a few letters transforms "Why are you here?" into "Why am I here?" A question that, once truly asked, can never be unasked. The genius of these questions is their simplicity and universality. They cut through the noise of daily life and strike at what matters most. They force us to confront what we're doing with our limited time on Earth. Have you ever stopped to genuinely ask yourself why you exist? Not what job you should take or what others expect from you, but your fundamental reason for being? Most of us spend decades chasing goals without questioning if they align with our deeper purpose. The cafe's owner and waitress introduce the concept of a purpose for existing, PFE, not just a job, but the fundamental reason you're alive. This purpose might be creating beauty, nurturing others, building things, or solving problems. Once discovered, your purpose clarifies decisions by revealing whether activities align with your PFE or not. This concept liberates rather than restricts. Your purpose can manifest in countless ways. If helping others is your PFE, you could be a doctor, teacher, engineer, or parent. Most people make decisions based on external factors like family expectations or financial security, often feeling something's missing. Your most fulfilling moments offer clues to your PFE. The cafe's wisdom suggests that fulfillment comes from daily alignment with your purpose, not specific outcomes. When your actions match your purpose, life gains a coherence that no external success can provide. Casey shares a lesson from snorkeling in Hawaii, where she observed a green sea turtle's strategic movement. Unlike her exhausting approach of constantly paddling against the current, the turtle conserved energy, floating when waves pushed against it and paddling vigorously only when waves pulled outward. This became a metaphor for purposeful living. Incoming waves represent demands misaligned with our purpose, while outgoing waves are opportunities moving us toward our PFE. Most people exhaust themselves fighting every incoming wave, leaving little energy for what truly matters. The turtle's wisdom lies in conserving strength for movements that matter. This applies to draining versus nourishing relationships, depleting versus fulfilling work, and distracting versus purposeful commitments. By recognizing which waves to ride and which to let pass, you move through life with greater ease, preserving energy for what's important. Anne, a former advertising executive, explains how the modern economy creates a vicious cycle. We work jobs we dislike to buy things we don't need, then purchase more to compensate for our unfulfilling work. This consumption trap keeps us perpetually dissatisfied while convincing us the solution is more consumption. How often have you bought something hoping for happiness only to find the satisfaction fleeting? Advertisers target our deepest fears and desires, promising fulfillment through products. We need demanding jobs to afford these purchases, leaving us exhausted and driving us to consume more, filling our schedules and homes, but emptying our hearts. Breaking free requires recognizing how consumption stems from unfulfillment. When living your purpose, you need less external validation and fewer distractions. People fulfilling their purpose for existing often discover they require less money than expected because they're not constantly buying things to escape reality. This connects with another cafe visitor's metaphor about nightmares of impossible golf shots. His breakthrough came when he realized he could simply move the ball anywhere he wanted. Many never pursue their purpose for existing because they've never encountered the concept, don't believe they have one, or don't believe they deserve to fulfill it. The cafe conversation reveals a profound insight. People fear not death itself, but reaching the end without having lived authentically. This fear stems from watching opportunities diminish with each passing day. As Mike explains, you can't fear not having the chance to do something if you have already done it or are doing it every day. Our anxiety concerns unlived potential, not non-existence. Common deathbed regrets involve not living authentically, working too much, failing to express feelings, losing touch with friends, and not allowing greater happiness, never wishing for more wealth or status. Those who know and live their PFE develop a different relationship with mortality. When fulfilling your purpose daily, death becomes less threatening because you're already experiencing life's fullness. You're not postponing living until some future achievement. This understanding transforms our approach to each day. Instead of deferring life to a perfect future, we recognize that fulfillment exists only in the present. The question becomes not, what do I want to accomplish before I die, but how can I live purposefully today? Finding your purpose for existing requires quiet introspection away from external expectations. Pay attention to physical reactions, like unexpected chills or tears of joy during certain activities. These visceral responses often signal your true purpose. Transformation typically occurs through gradual shifts rather than dramatic revelations. Start by dedicating small daily periods to activities you enjoy and seeking new experiences to expand your possibilities. Consider redirecting energy from earning for unnecessary purchases toward purpose-aligned activities. What if success meant alignment rather than acquisition? This shift doesn't require abandoning material comfort, but questioning whether its pursuit prevents your fulfillment. Life is a story, and you are its author. Most people live as though their circumstances or past decisions have predetermined their story's direction, becoming passive characters rather than active creators. The greatest challenge isn't discovering your purpose, but choosing to live it. This requires courage, the willingness to author a new chapter even when others question your choices or the path seems uncertain. Like the green sea turtle, save your strength for the outgoing waves that move you toward your purpose rather than exhausting yourself fighting against distractions. Your life story awaits your purposeful writing. The blank page may seem daunting, but it's also your greatest gift. The freedom to create a life that truly answers, why am I here? Sometimes getting completely lost is the only way to find what you're really looking for.